Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today, wherever you are listening from. Whether you're getting ready for work, driving, exercising, or starting your morning quietly with a cup of tea, thank you for allowing God's Word to set the tone for your day. Today's devotional topic is When God Moves in Unexpected Ways. And our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9, which says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Many years ago, a young journalist named Lee Strobel set out to prove that Christianity was false. He was an investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune, and when his wife became a Christian, he was determined to disprove her faith. So he began a serious investigation. He interviewed historians, theologians, and scientists. His goal was to find evidence that the resurrection of Jesus never happened. But something unexpected happened. Instead of disproving Christianity, the evidence led him to faith in Jesus Christ. His investigation later became the best-selling book, The Case for Christ. Think about that for a moment. He started with the intention to tear down faith, but God used that very journey to build it. That's how God often works. He moves in ways we don't expect, through situations we didn't plan, and through people we never imagined. Friends, have you ever experienced a moment where life didn't go according to your plan? Maybe a door closed that you really wanted to open. Maybe a delay frustrated you. Maybe something happened that made you ask, God, what are you doing? The truth is, God often works in unexpected ways. Think about Joseph in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Joseph didn't expect betrayal from his brothers. He didn't expect prison after doing the right thing. But God was working behind the scenes, and eventually, what looked like a setback became the very path to his destiny. So let me ask you this morning, what situation in your life right now doesn't make sense? What prayer seems unanswered? What door has closed that you thought God opened? Here's an encouragement for you today. God is still working, even when you don't understand the process. Romans 8 verse 28 reminds us, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. Notice it says all things, not just the good things, even the unexpected things. Sometimes we expect God to move in the spectacular, but He moves in the ordinary. When the prophet Elijah expected God to appear in dramatic ways, the Bible says God was not in the wind, earthquake, or fire, but in a gentle whisper, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 to 12. Could it be that God is speaking to you right now in a quiet way, through a conversation, through a delay, through a change of direction? What if the unexpected turn in your life is actually God redirecting you to something better? I feel led to declare this over someone listening today. The unexpected situation you are facing will not destroy you. It will reveal God's purpose in your life, just like Joseph moved from the prison to the palace. God is turning hidden processes into visible blessings. Doors you didn't even know existed are about to open. Because when God moves, He often does it in ways no one could have predicted. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. Ask yourself these questions. Is there an area where I'm struggling to trust God's plan? Am I resisting a change that God may be using for my good? Could this unexpected moment actually be divine redirection? Remember the promise in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You don't have to understand everything. You only need to trust the one who does. Actions for the day. Today, choose trust over worry. When something unexpected happens today, instead of saying, "Why is this happening?" try saying, "Lord, what are you teaching me through this?" Sometimes a simple shift in perspective opens the door to peace. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now speak this with faith wherever you are. Today, I trust God's plan for my life. Even when things don't go as I expected, I believe God is working behind the scenes for my good. Unexpected doors will open, unexpected favor will locate me, and unexpected blessings will come my way. My life is in God's hands, and His plans for me are good. In Jesus' name, say it one more time. I believe God is working behind the scenes for my good. Unexpected doors will open, unexpected favor will locate me, and unexpected blessings will come my way. My life is in God's hands, and His plans for me are good. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us today that your ways are higher than our ways. Even when life takes unexpected turns, help us to trust that you are working all things together for our good. For every listener today facing uncertainty, bring peace to their heart. Turn confusion into clarity, delays into divine appointments, and obstacles into opportunities. We commit this day into your hands. Let unexpected favor locate us today. Let unexpected help come our ways. And let your hand guide every step that we take. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this devotional blessed you, please share it with someone who may need encouragement today. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for a year on our website. You can support this podcast by giving through the Give button on our site. Also send us your prayer requests by email to prayers@isaacmel.com. We'll be glad to pray for you and to receive your testimonies. As you go today, remember, sometimes the greatest miracles begin with the most unexpected moments. Have a blessed day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.